Welcome back to another podcast for Queer Christian Family Values. My name is Alex Birchnell, and I am your host. I am the owner and operator of QCFV, be it the website or all of the other platforms we have. And today, we're going to talk about how I became a Christian and my journey through that as somebody who is, I'm a trans man. I typically identify as queer just because I feel like that's a better umbrella term for myself. You could call me bisexual or whatever you want, but I prefer the term queer. I'm a queer trans man. And so I was Catholic. That was what I was growing up. If I were to go back and start from the very beginning, I would say my parents. So when my parents were together, my dad is Baptist, or that's his denomination that he prefers, and my mom is Catholic. Well, growing up until they got divorced, we kind of bounced around depending on where we were going to church. My dad didn't want us to go to a Catholic church. My mom didn't want us to go to a Baptist church. And it was just, we didn't really have a very stable religious upbringing because there was too much contention in the house and all this other stuff. Well, after they divorced, my mom was like, finally, I can, you know, take my kids and raise them how I want. And so we went to a Catholic church and we got baptized in the Catholic church. We went through, you know, all the normal stuff that Catholic kids go through. They go through, baptism. They go to what's called CCD class, which is getting them prepared to take their first communion, which is where they get to take the Eucharist and the wine and stuff for the first time, and all of that fun stuff. We did it a lot later than the other kids normally did it, just because of, you know, time period. So we did our baptism, and I did my first communion within, you know, pretty close time period of each other, because I got baptized, I believe, when I was 10. And you get your first communion when you're 11. So that was fine. And then we went to St. Mary's, which is a private Catholic school in our area. My brother and I, when I say we, and we're raised in it. We would go to Mass every Wednesday. And then every Sunday, we would go with my mom and my grandparents to Mass. And that was the norm growing up, up until I got to high school. And I was super into the saints, and I still am. I'm still very interested in the saints. I have a different belief on things like that, but than, you know, the Catholic side of my family now that I've grown up and where I am at this point in my life. But at the time, you know, I was very much about Catholicism, which is not a bad thing. It was just that. But yeah, I was into Catholicism during that time period. So fast forward to high school, and we slowly started diminishing our attendance to the masses and all that other stuff. And I started questioning my faith a little bit, but I still considered myself Catholic because I went to the private Catholic school. I did everything, you know, that a normal Catholic kid would do. Well, I eventually went to college, and that's really when my agnosticism, I guess, really took hold. I came out, and I just really saw the damage that the mainstream Christian church was causing, and so I turned my back on it because I was just so hurt by how the quote-unquote Christians were behaving. And so I said, you know what? I don't believe in this. I can't believe in this. Why would he let people that were supposedly his people treat others this way? And I just couldn't, I just couldn't feel right in keeping my Catholic faith or my Christian faith and being okay with how Christians treated others. And so I started dabbling in other stuff like Wiccanism, pagan stuff, Buddhist stuff, just trying to figure out what I wanted, because where I was really didn't fit where I wanted to be. It didn't feel right. And then what I was doing or where I was going just didn't feel right. And so I kind of felt lost. and it really wasn't taken care of, or I didn't feel fully where I am, or I didn't feel fully whole until, you know, just about a year ago. But I ended up meeting my husband when we were 19. We began dating at that time period, and he still held on to his Christian faith, and it was really hard for me to understand that, just because I was so angry at the church that I couldn't understand how he, who came from a severely homophobic family and even was forced into conversion therapy, I just couldn't understand how he could still be Christian after all of that. And I had never read the Bible in full, and so I really didn't understand his viewpoints on a lot of stuff. As Catholics, there's a joke that we don't read the Bible, but that's just because of the old school views of the layman cannot read the Bible because they're going to misinterpret it. That has changed over the course of, you know, decades and whatever, but that it's still prevalent in some areas. So I didn't really know how to discuss his beliefs, really. And it wasn't until I was about 24 that I even started my journey on becoming Christian again. I met a lady, and she ended up becoming a really, really good friend of mine. We worked together as management for a training service at a company, and we ended up becoming great friends, and she was very, very firm in her faith, and she was non-judgmental. She was just, she really was what a Christian should have been. And she taught me that not all Christians were hateful and that they can be very loving. It's just, you got to find the right people. And so we ended up going to her church to see her sing, my husband and I, and she invited us back a few times, and, you know, I enjoyed it. I didn't have a problem with it. I enjoyed the music, and she invited me to read the Bible a little bit more and do some study, because my thought process was, if I was going to be against something, I needed to read it in full to really be against it, because I needed to know what I'm talking about. So if somebody were to come up and try to argue with me, I maybe would have a foundation. So that is the entire reason that I even read the Bible in the first place. And so I basically did it, and halfway through, I ended up reading this story. It's called A Case for Christ. Not really a story. It's a book. It's a novel. And I read it, and it really changed my entire perspective on the Christian faith, because I was struggling with what I called my logical side of, well, this couldn't possibly be a real thing of Christ dying and then coming back to life. I struggled with a lot of the I struggled with a lot of the scientific side of things. That's honestly what it was. And so I ended up reading this book, and it's about a journalist who is a crime scene investigative journalist, and he was atheist, and he eventually became a Christian because his wife really is the reason. So what happened was, his wife ended up becoming friends with a lady, and who invited her to go to her church, and eventually the wife ended up coming to Christ and becoming a Christian. Well, he, the husband, had a horrible time with it, because their entire marriage and life together, they had always been atheist and planned to raise their child as atheist, and he was 100% against it. And so he wanted to prove her wrong, and so he set out to go and do an investigative side of things to prove that Christ did not exist. And so he started going through artifacts, historical evidence, interviewing professors, medical doctors, and just talking to anyone and everything he could, and pulling documents and real true historical evidence to try to disprove that Christ lived and died and lived again. And at the end of his journey, he couldn't disprove Christ existed. If anything, he found more and more evidence that proved to the contrary. And so he eventually came to Christ because he could no longer fight the evidence. And that was his book, his journey through all of that. And that book really made a difference in my viewpoints, and it opened me up to giving it a chance. And I eventually became baptized in a church that was unaffirming, but they still baptized me. We ended up leaving that church. You can read more about why on our blog. I've got a story what happened there and why we left, because really it was unaffirming. And now we found a church here in Johnson City called Landmark Worship Center, and that's where we attend church, which is a fully 100% LGBTQ+ affirming and inclusive church. And I have never felt closer to God thanks to these people. The pastor is amazing. I feel like I can worship judgment-free and fully loved and accepted in my orientation and identity, no matter what. And that, to me, is what Christianity is all about: the freedom and grace that Christ has offered us. And so that is my story on how I became Christian. And I really want to leave you today with a verse. And this verse is from Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 through 29. It is the verse that I have on the website, and it's one that I always refer back to that gives me strength in my understanding as a queer Christian. And it reads, now this is the NLT version, but this is it: "There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you." So, if that doesn't give you some uplifting spirit of the Holy Spirit, I don't know what will. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast, and if you would like to write us at queerchristianfamilyvalues@gmail.com, you can definitely write in, and I can read your email on our broadcast, and we can talk about any questions or anything that you might have. And if you want to appear on our podcast, you can definitely send us a voice memo, which you can do by going to anchor.fm/QCFV, and you can send it there. If you would like to support us and what we do, you can go to patreon.com/QCFV, and you can support us with $1, $5, or $10 a month. You get all kinds of other perks with that. And I want to just thank you. You're listening to these podcasts truly mean a lot to me. I put some work into them, and I hope to bring more and more stuff on here that you all can listen to and enjoy. With all of that being said, I will let you go, and I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye.